Hello, Facebook, and hello, Australia, and hello, Victoria. I'm going to try and keep this short, but Victoria, I hope you are tuning in, and I hope the message somehow gets out to you guys. I hope you're feeling healthy down there. I hope you're feeling healthy while you're locked up under curfew, deprived of sunlight, being told you can exercise 1 hour a day, being told you have to cover your face. I hope you're feeling really healthy right now. All right? I hope you're feeling healthy while the elderly who built this nation die alone. All right? With no one to hold their hand, dehydrated, not seeing their family, not seeing their loved ones, not seeing the people that they care for, who they raised to build this nation. I hope you're feeling healthy and safe in your little box while you're locked up at home and you can't go out on the street at night. And you're told you can go to the shop once a day. I hope you're feeling really fucking healthy right now. Every single person in Victoria needs to wake the fuck up immediately. Because this curfew, there is a coup going down in Victoria right now. Do you know how many planes from China have landed at Tullamarine Airport in the last 48 hours? Guys, there is night works going on extensively all over Victoria because they're installing 5G and biometrics, and they're flying in all the people from China who you've been sold out to while you're cowering at home watching the idiot box telling you about some fucking fake pandemic while you get sold out. Right now, you are being lied to. Your television is lying to you, and that fucking Dan Andrews, that traitor, has sold you and your families, and he plans to inject every single man, woman, and child against their will because he is following orders. I don't know what it's going to take for Australia to wake the fuck up, but you are down there cowering like fucking pathetic little wimps with your masks on and your face is covered while our elderly die, and while he locks you up in your home and flies in delegates and AI experts to install the biometric social credit system that you are all going to be a part of unless you wake up. Our ancestors fought to protect us from this fucking tyranny that is being rolled out right now. Your television is lying to you. That scum of the earth, Daniel Andrews, is lying to you. He's flying in plane after plane after plane from Guangdong in China with God knows who. Are they the people who bought the land of Victoria? You think the fires weren't deliberate to burn you off your land? And now they lock you up? Fucking hell, Australia. Did you think tanks were going to roll in? Did you think the planes were going to fly in when they attacked Australia and they overthrow this country? No, it doesn't work like that. They fuck with your mind first and defeat you, and they send you in your fucking home and you obey and you lie down there and you cower with your fucking mask on. You can't even see each other. You need to wake up. We are under attack, Australia, right the fuck now. Every single one of us. And you're locked up in your home, too scared to go out, too scared to speak out, criticizing the people who try to wake you up to the fact that our country is under attack. They've been burning us, they've been spraying us, they want to inject us. What's it going to take for you to wake the fuck up now? We are all going to be dead, every single last one of us. That motherfucker has done deals with the CSIRO and Bill and Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, whatever the fuck those clones are. And they want to inject every man, woman, and child in Victoria first. You need to wake up. What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to wake up? They're going to kill. They're going to destroy this country. There'll be no more money. All your businesses are gone. They gave you your super so you could spend the last of your nest egg. So you've got nothing left. Nothing. It will all be gone. And your fucking television, every single journalist on there is a fucking prostitute. They are lying to your face every day, and you switch it on, and they get you afraid, and they send you home, and they cover your face, and you won't stand up. And the people who fought for this fucking country, who bled and died overseas to protect you so you could have a good life, every one of us. This is our country, Australia. Fuck! It's our country, and they are taking it. He's flown in all these planes from Guangdong. What is it going to take for you to wake up and stand up for this fucking country? Because they died for us. They died in their thousands on foreign beaches. And if you don't care about that, well, you're not a fucking Australian, are you? These fucking pedophile Satanists. They have got you wrapped around their little finger because you believe the bullshit on their television. They're programming your mind. You need to think. We are a warrior nation, Australia. We've had it too good. Victoria, you need to stand up now because they are rolling out something very fucking sinister, and it will be the Holocaust of Australia. And however Victoria goes, the rest of Australia will go, and so goes the world. The world is watching you. Every single one of us needs to speak out now. That motherfucker is flying in all these people from China. They want to set up a social credit system here. And he's openly stated he wants to vaccinate against your will every man, woman and child in this country. You need to wake up and speak up because this is very fucking serious right now. This is a dictator down there. He sold you all out. Every single one of you. Guys, if you're not angry, you're already dead. Already dead. And if you are in the Australian military, and if you're in the Australian police force, you better wake up and realize who you are serving. You are serving the globalist, socialist, demonic, satanic agenda run by pedophiles who will come in and do whatever the fuck they want to your children. I don't know what it's going to take, guys. You are not seeing. You are locked down in your home because at night at Tullamarine Airport, they are flying in people who are getting ready to take over. They're getting ready to take over Australia. And I'm putting this video out right now because I give a fuck. I'm not afraid. You watch. If anything happens to me, if I get fucking suicided, well, so be it. I'm not a fucking afraid to die for this fucking country because our ancestors weren't afraid to die. Not one of them. And are you afraid? I'm not afraid anymore. I'm sick of these motherfuckers telling us what to do. We are a free nation. Have you got it through your head? We are free. You can breathe. You can walk to the park. You can hug your friends and family. You can love your children. You can hug your neighbors. This is Australia. This is our fucking country that we, our ancestors, died in the tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands for two world wars. And you're just going to roll over on your fucking smartphone at home under curfew with your mask on, terrified, watching the television at this fucking virus that kills 0.3, 0.01 of whatever. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Let the fucking virus run. We'll deal with it. We ran it fucking machine guns and you're scared of a bacteria. No more. No fucking more, Australia. That is it. We have to stand up right now because we are not letting them take our country. All right? I'm not afraid. This video can go fucking viral. If I disappear, so what? I don't care. I care about our country. I care about our future. And we will not hand our fucking country over.